Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. A lot of people struggle to trust God because maybe they've been burned so many times in the past when it comes to religious people they thought they were supposed to trust. Some people buy into some Catholic visionary who turns out to be a fraud. Or maybe somebody predicted the end of the world, or the chastisement, or the warning, and it hasn't happened yet. Maybe there was somebody who everybody said was a super holy person, and then it turned out they were an imposter. Or worse, a monster. Maybe you went to some faith healing event, and they said if you really believed, deep down in your heart, then you or your loved one would have been healed. And then you did believe, or at least you tried to believe, but nobody was healed. Or worst of all, maybe you really trusted someone you associated with the faith, and that person let you down in a big way. And so you say to yourself, that's it. I'm done buying in. I'm not falling for anything else. I'm good. If other people want to have faith, if they want to go for all this religious stuff, that's fine for them, but I'm tired of being burned. It's a common experience. It's the defense mechanism most of us reach when we've been let down. But if you lose your faith in Christ and His church because somebody else proved untrustworthy, that's not fair to Christ or His church, and it's not fair to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the last book in the Narnia series by C.S. Lewis, The Last Battle, the villains of the story start giving certain orders and delivering certain messages and basically saying they come from God. Then a group of dwarves wishes to be obedient and they sacrifice themselves and totally submit to the false orders and false messages. Then When the orders and the messages are totally exposed as a complete fake, this group of dwarves decides they're never going to believe anything supernatural ever again. And they're so determined never to believe again, never to fall for anything again, never to let anyone pull a fast one on them again, that when they're actually brought to the brink of heaven, they just sit in a circle looking at one another and refuse to take any notice of the glory that awaits them. They got burned once. They're not going to get burned again, even if it means the difference between eternal happiness and eternal unhappiness. At least they'll never have to worry about being burned again. Well, except for hell. That's what happens when you decide that you're done with the supernatural. And it isn't good. Not good at all. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Skepticism and agnosticism are almost always the response to the frustration of having been deceived. It's a basic defense mechanism, usually driven by anger at having been misled and fear of being misled again. It makes us not want to have anything to do with the supernatural, with God, with the Catholic faith. But when you abandon your faith, when you abandon trust in God, in His revelation, in His church, you're actually losing the deepest source of truth there is. It's like deciding to keep your eyes closed for the rest of your life just because you once fell for an optical illusion. You're abandoning a core faculty of perception. And even if you keep your eyes shut, you'll still be walking around, moving around. You can't help it. To live, you have to act. But without your eyes, you'll get into a lot more accidents. And you can't try to ignore the spiritual realm. Or you can pretend you're agnostic about everything, but you'll still be living your life, only now blindly, unaware of the deeper spiritual meaning of everything. No, we can't do that. We need faith. We need the spiritual insight that faith gives us. But how can we trust in supernatural things after we've been burned, and sometimes burned pretty badly? The answer? We have to know exactly who and what to trust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We live on trust in every area of life. We trust that the car and airplane manufacturers made vehicles that won't kill us. We trust that our workplaces will pay us the wages they've promised, and that if they don't, the judges will punish them when we take them to court. We trust that our parents are telling us the truth about how they first met. That really was the way I met your mother, Teresa. And we trust that geographers are telling the truth about the locations of the places we've never been to. But in all these cases, our trust is provisional. We know that in principle, it's not impossible that our trust has been misplaced. It happens that those we are rational for trusting will nonetheless let us down. In fact, if you rely on somebody long enough, then eventually that person will let you down. You'll be counting on them and they won't come through. They might let you down in a small way. They might let you down in a really big way. And that's true of religious, faithful people too. Priests, parents, spiritual leaders, catechists. They'll let you down eventually. Sometimes in big ways, sometimes in really big, awful ways. That doesn't mean it's wrong to trust them, but your trust has to be provisional. You have to leave room for them to get it wrong or not come through when they should. When the dwarves in the Narnia story heard the reported messages and instructions from God, they knew they weren't getting it through the official channels. They should have been more cautious. They could have tentatively accepted those messages, but they also should have left some room for there to be a mistake somewhere. So too with us. Jesus has given us a way of trusting him absolutely. He's given us his sacred scriptures and the official teaching of the Catholic Church. That you can trust absolutely. That you can take to the bank. That will never let you down. Everything else, everyone else, you trust that in a qualified, in a provisional way. And if it turns out that these other people let you down, well, that won't come as such a surprise. Maybe a disappointment, but not a surprise. Because you know that the only thing to trust absolutely is Jesus Christ, as he has definitively revealed himself in Scripture and in the official teaching of the Catholic Church that he founded. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So just as a reminder, what does it mean to trust God? What does it mean to show him that, even if those you might associate with him have let you down, you know that he won't? Well, essentially, trust in God means two things. It means obeying God, accepting and putting into practice the truth he gives us in Scripture and the official church teaching. Because you trust that he wouldn't tell you to do these things or not do these things unless it was for the best. And trust in God also means not getting angry or scared no matter what happens in life. Agnosticism and doubt, like that of the dwarves in the story, comes from anger and fear. Trust is trying to be free from that. So ask God to free you from anger or resentment or fear. Ask God for the grace to trust him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were you reflecting on through this meditation, Teresa?
I was thinking a really good metaphor for this is like outdoor climbing, like rock climbing, where you always kind of want to be clipped in at all times, at all times. And you don't want to just put your trust in either a route that no one has climbed before or a rock that doesn't look that stable and you just immediately go for it. You don't put all your weight on something until you're confident in it. And there's not too many ways to be confident, but this is the affirmation we have in the church that you're always clipped in. You can really figure out the world through this lens as long as you're clipped in.
Yeah.
And this is the beauty of stuff like Medjugorje, where you have multiple levels of validation and trust and a healthy level of caution from the church.
Yeah, it's a good example because Medjugorje may turn out to be false. So what?
Because the church is saying, so far, the teachings are in line with the church. There's no red flags here. It all seems pretty clear because it lines up with us. It's clipped in.
It's clipped
but
in.
But that doesn't mean we know everything about it. It doesn't mean we can confirm. This is the nature of...
You're actually making an excellent point because any Marian apparition, any apparition of Jesus, mm-hmm. These are all things called private revelation. Mm-hmm. And you're never bound.
Yeah.
No one of the faithful is bound to believe anything from private revelation. Yeah. And the only time we should is when it matches up with public revelation. Mm-hmm. And again, public revelation, what we mean by that, what God came to tell us mm-hmm. through Jesus, comes to us in a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
A tripod that has to always, think of mm-hmm. a chair. a three-legged chair, and you take one leg away, it falls apart. And that those three legs are the Bible, the tradition, big T tradition, which means basically the writings of the saints that have been approved by the church, and then the magisterium. The magisterium means the way that Jesus stays with us as the teacher constantly through the Pope and the bishops in union with the Pope.
Yeah, I think this is also where people get sort of confused with the church because they say, the church has hurt me in this way. If an individual in the church has hurt them, or if they've had a difficult experience, or they've argued with someone, but you have to separate individuals in the church from the church, as in her, the church.
Because what is the church? The church is all the saints in heaven, all the souls in purgatory, the Pope, all the bishops, all the priests, deacons, religious, and all the lay people. That's the church. Now, tragically, people have been very harmed. And tragically, they've been very harmed in their own families by their own parents or siblings, all kinds of people, not just.
Yeah, and this is what we talk about with this breach of trust, this terrible loss of it's a true injustice because it is the level of trust and love that we are owed, we are actually owed, versus a stranger on the street versus someone who is directly supposed to care for you. And I think that's what makes it so difficult for people to forgive, and not only just to forgive, but to heal or to learn how to trust again.
I'm always amazed at how I love the I think the word care is very important. And I need to spend more time reflecting on just how tremendously God has cared for me. That God is caring for us at every moment. And God's care is so powerful that He is and will transform the most horrendous abuse into the greatest good for every person who ever lives. That's a fact.
It's the number one thing represented in his crucifixion.
Exactly.
It is. It's not a you will experience great suffering, but I won't. It's I did it first. It always comes back to Christ and his passion.
How do we know for sure that God can take the worst evil and turn it into the greatest good? The crucifixion and the resurrection. But He's going to do that for all of us. And when we're standing at the Last Judgment, which is not a moment of being condemned, it's a moment where God reveals to everyone who ever lived how His love was triumphing over evil at every moment. That's what the Last Judgment is about. And then we will see that no matter how we were let down, how we were harmed, how we were abused, even then, God was caring for us and He is going to undo the harm and then transform it. And we'll thank Him for eternity.
I think there's a frustration here on earth when there's injustice because it can't be undone by our means. And that will always just cut us to the heart
This
because
is.
it is a desire we should have, that it is undone. Not just that, not just people are so frustrated when they take things to court because at most someone's going to say, yeah, we can get you some money for that. And you think, well, that's nice. I'm glad I get something on the side. That doesn't do anything for my hurt.
It can't undo it. This is the amazing thing. We're designed for justice. We want justice. We want justice being, we want what's happened to us to be undone, restored, repaired.
Yeah. Justice, but as we truly desire, can only come from God.
And this is the danger when people are hurt and they turn away from God.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning away from the only source of justice possible.
Yeah.
I understand. When a person has been hurt, it's easy to say, why did God not stop that, and then turn away from God?
Mm-hmm.
But now you've just turned away from the only one who can reverse this.
Yeah.
And you're still left with the injustice.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, is the most amazing doctrine, truth, fact about the last judgment. That it means this, that God is going to undo and repair and transform every evil that has ever been inflicted on any human.
Mm-hmm. So we just need to wait for his answer rather than completely shutting off all paths to redemption, to restoration, to true reparation.
Yeah.
Reparation not in the sense of you have been hurt and I'm going to give you something on the side, but to be repaired, for things to be made right.
This is what we truly hope in, that God is going to repair everything. Mm.
I think when we talked about like women and resentment, when we talked about lust, this is the core of it, is like, I wasn't loved, so I will never love. And you're shutting off the means to get the thing that you desired in the first place because you're so afraid of losing it. But that's true in every situation in which you feel that betrayal.
That's right.
Where you, first it is taken from you, but then out of fear of losing it, you will never let yourself have it again.
Right.
And it can be such a harrowing experience to try and open yourself again to that vulnerability. But you have to open yourself to God, because that really is, you still need that thing. It was unjust. It's true that it was unjust. You can feel that terrible weight of injustice, but you still need the thing, and you still have to go back to God for it.
Yep. Well said. Well said. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.